The moment when protesters last night smashed out the back window of a Phoenix patrol vehicle, that came from Zach Crenshaw with our TV partners at ABC 15, and his colleague, John Genovese, was also there, joins us now. John, what was that like last night?
You know, it was really something. And I can tell you, Zach, my other colleague, Nicole Valdez, they were out here for several hours. Really, things started taking a turn around 9 o'clock, they said. But I got to the downtown area around midnight. And even just getting off the I-10 and trying to get to the state capitol complex where this all was happening, police had almost every road around here blocked off. They were really trying to lock this area down on Washington, really between 7th Avenue and 15th Avenue. But once we were finally able to get over there, I can tell you there was a large line of DPS troopers along with Phoenix police in full riot gear, gas masks. They were armed. Some of them had non-lethal weapons as well. And they were moving this crowd away from the state capitol. So from what we understand and what we witnessed last night, they kind of first went to the capitol, then went to Phoenix police, and then went back to the capitol. And from when I picked this up, they were trying to push them away. But at one point in all that, police did get water bottles and what looked like rocks thrown at them. And that's when they let off some sort of tear gas or fog. It wasn't an irritant per se, but then the crowd really started kind of running away. They had gathered at a nearby bus stop. And within a few minutes, everything really started to disperse. But I'm sure you guys saw just as well yesterday when this all started, it was very peaceful. Several hundred people, from what we can count, 400 people plus had gathered downtown being led by some local community activists here. And then again, around 9 o'clock, that's when things took a turn. Now, I know Zach did witness, as you had mentioned, that police SUV getting its back window smashed out. That's really what set off officers to take a more aggressive response
terms
of tear gas.
And John, I'm getting a lot of messages, tweets, and texts saying, it was only the police that were violent. They were the part of the violent protest. But from what I understand, what you guys witnessed, that wasn't necessarily the case.
No, I mean, even from the point that I had got on scene, what would happen was the group that was left, and keep in mind, this is a much smaller group than what had originally started. Several of them started throwing water bottles and rocks. And then in response, we saw police take those actions. Now, Zach did say in his reporting, again, once the window got smashed out on that SUV, that's when things really escalated. But from what I witnessed, there was almost a cause and effect to all this. And it seemed to be started by at least a few rogue demonstrators in that remaining group.
And I wanted to ask you about that, John, because that always seems to be the case here. A few members of a group of protesters, the one who take it up, a notch too high. Did anyone tell you last night that they didn't approve of the other protesters, the ones who actually became vandals?
I didn't hear that from the group, but mind you, we were trying to keep back a safe distance as some of that was being let off, and then the group pretty quickly dispersed. But from what we heard earlier, these community activists, they were calling on the group, hey, keep your calm, keep your cool. At one point, the head of DPS actually came out here. He was not in riot gear. He took the megaphone and tried to say to this crowd, hey, look, your feelings are valid. We hear you. Calm down. Let's have a conversation. But some of those actions in terms of the water bottles and the rocks, they continued on, and that really just escalated the situation. I mean, I'm right outside Phoenix Police headquarters right now. They had their front windows and doors shattered. They're in the process of boarding those up right now. We heard the state capitol may have had some damage. So certainly this is not something that I think the majority of these demonstrators want to see. It may just be a few of those rogue ones that really escalated all this.
All right, John, thanks so much. John Genovese with our TV partners at ABC 15.